What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show, hour number two. We're going to go ahead and open up the phone lines now, 512-248-8252. And we've got a caller on the line, Peter in Los Angeles. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Mike, I sent you a couple articles, and there's a couple that I saw on your site that you had on, you know, different than the ones I sent you. But one of the things I wanted to bring up was, first off, you ran the one on the fact that Oregon is no longer going to test people.
Yes.
Yeah, for math or English or writing or virtually anything.
You
know,
yeah.
You know, they've removed all standards so that the underachieving minorities don't feel bad, right?
Too bad for the
They feel so bad. But I want to point out also, I was reading some blogs where they're saying that a couple of black writers were saying there's nowhere in the world that whites have not, like, basically crapped all over, they use a different word, black people. And so I went to Pew, you know, Pew data, you know, the Pew,
yes.
PEW, and I happened to look this up, and the gross domestic product for the United States is like $22 trillion.
Mm-hmm.
And the black population, which is somewhere around 43 or 44 million, make up $1 trillion of that. So, you know, even though they are, you know, 13% of the population, they're a little underperforming. And the gross domestic, the average gross, you know, the per capita is like 23,000 compared to the white, like 53 or 56 or something.
Okay.
However, the flip side of that is that that $1 trillion in GDP generated by black Americans is the largest, most affluent country in sub-Saharan Africa is South Africa, and they have a GDP of $235 billion.
Okay.
And so the 42 or 3 million black people generate, and by the way, they generate more gross domestic product than the entire sub-Saharan African put together, like by far, as a matter of fact.
Yes.
And they do this, and they excel at some things, playing basketball. By the way, we invented basketball. Playing football, we invented that too. You know, going over the airwaves that invented by them, by us, so that they could be, you know, disseminated over the airwaves, on and on and on and on and on. And they're doing pretty well. What would they be doing without football and basketball and the games that we invented, which they do better than
anybody? They'd still be living like the blacks who are still in Africa, who are not doing all that well. Yeah.
The other thing is that getting on the football thing is the NFL is now going to play the black national anthem.
Yeah, I saw that.
At every game, and it gives us, I guess, an opportunity instead of bringing us together. I guess when they sit down for the national anthem, I guess we can sit down for their national anthem and turn our backs on it and twerk and do all the things that they did in the Olympics. But at any rate, it's really ridiculous, Mike, that this stuff is being put up with, and that the numbers that I gave you from Pew about the gross domestic product and how they're outperforming by far the whole continent of Africa, basically. In the systems and institutions set up by Europeans, and yet all they do is bitch and moan. So
I think they got that from Israel.
Well, yeah, of course, Israel. You know, in the media, in the divide and conquer thing that they do, tries to let them think that that they're the victims of crime rather than not the perpetrators, like by far. And that they're enabled, and that they've been, they've been crapped on for years and years and years, and they're still being crapped on, even though, you know, there's affirmative action and hiring, and Jesus, you know, there's any number of companies in the United States since the George Floyd riots have come out and said that they're not going to hire white people anymore, which, by the way, is against the law, EEOC laws. But yet, without any kickback or pushback at all, they've declared that in this economic turndown, they're not going to hire white people. They're going to disproportionately hire black people. And yet, they underperform in everything except on the playing field. So,
you're right about that, and you know, I'm an old-fashioned meritocratist. I want the best students to get the A's. I want the best students to become the doctors and the pilots and the engineers and everything, and not have a nation that's being built by students who weren't motivated to study because they're no longer going to be tested when they graduate, and they're just going to be handed a diploma, and they're going to stand there saying, "I are a graduate," and where's all my money?
And of course, now they'll be handed jobs. But there's one more thing I want to bring up, Mike, and that is, and I sent you the articles on this as well, that the Defense Department, under our wonderful Secretary of Defense, is going to review, going back to World War II, Korea, Vietnam, War on Terror, Middle East, all that stuff, and reevaluate all the medals and upgrade, because they think that black people didn't get enough medals. And they're particularly going to upgrade a whole bunch of them to the Medal of Honor. Sent you something about how a special medal, special congressional recognition, was given to a female black battalion.
I saw that.
World War II, yeah. And they were stationed in Scotland. And what they did is they sorted mail in Scotland.
Yes.
And yet they get special recognition from Congress. They're in the safest place on Earth, out of range of the V-2s and the German bombers, and they were sorting mail and avoiding being attacked by unleashed dogs, I guess, but that's the extent of the heroism. But they're getting special recognition for that. It's just ridiculous.
I agree.
They're giving out new George Floyd, I guess they should call these new medals, George Floyd medals.
Yeah.
You know?
Don't give them any ideas.
Yeah. Anyways, that's it for me, Mike. Thanks very much.
All right. Thanks a lot here. We have open lines, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Lauren in Ohio. Hello, Lauren. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, just a response to what that gentleman was just saying, and now he's right about a lot of the black stuff, but hey, you know, kind of glistening generalities that we could do more than throw a ball in a hoop. But, you know, the bottom line is, who's raising your children? And this is funny because, you know, we want to talk about the Jews did it and the Catholics did it and the blacks did it. No, honey, who's raising your children every day? Where are your babies every day?
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't blame that on the black guy or the white guy or the Jew guy or the... You can't blame it on anybody. If you put your children... And so look what Oregon just did.
Yes.
Why do you think they have the nerve to do something like that? I ran for state school board 20 years ago. And what I came to understand was, my children are my responsibility. I have no power over somebody else's children. And I'm not one of those people to get along with the group and come up with a joint decision. I'm the one that makes the rules. I'm the king in this house. I decide what the children do, what they pay attention to from day to day. That's where your power is. Hitler knew it.
Yeah.
Kindergarten, that's, you know, they know what they're doing. Obama, they took your kids. They're in that 20 million people that they're going to have watching you. You know, they're minders listening on your phones, telling you what, you know, you can do, what you can say, where you can go, whether you can go out. All those policemen, and everybody's just succumbing to it. Oh, they're going to do this. Oh, they're going to do this. Quit talking about what they're going to do and talk about what you're going to do. Are you going to keep giving them money that you don't owe them? The fruit of your labor belongs to you. How in the world do you think it's okay to pay people to kill you and your children, to hire police, to do prison camps, not to track down? Where is that money come that's coming from that George Soros and all them people are spending to bring in all these foreigners? Who's paying for the plane tickets? It's like when the pallets of bricks were showing up in the cities, you know, opposite police stations wanted to tear down. And nobody was looking at, okay, the truck delivered it, okay, the company that sold it, okay, the person that bought it. It's like we're a bunch of retards. Like we can't figure out, you know, we can't find our head from our butt. And the thing is, that's my point. It's not an accident. And if you haven't figured it out by now, it's like the COVID thing. I keep telling you, stop talking about it like it's an accident and they're incompetent. It's a perfect weapon. It's doing exactly what they want it to do. And people told you a year and a half ago. People just weren't ready to hear it. And so my point is, the power is in the yielding to the truth. It's not enough to know it. You have to then walk in it, which means yes. You've got to stop doing what you're doing if it's contributing to destruction and start doing the thing that works. And right now, the quickest thing that works is keeping your money in your pocket. Don't pay taxes you don't know. HisAdvocates.org. HisAdvocates.tv. Learn the truth. Everybody that's done this, there's nobody in any trouble. Your documents are issued by the State Department, for goodness sake. But it's like they keep you in the dark. Right now, you don't have to learn how to read or write cursive. You get whole language instead of phonics, which would make you able to read anything at
yes.
10, at 6. I mean, my children could sound stuff out. They didn't know what it meant, but they could certainly sound it out at 5 and 6 years old, because I made all my children read at 5. And this is what I'm pointing. We are doing this to ourselves. Stop giving mm-hmm. them money you don't owe them. Stop giving them access to your children. You're going to look up, and those children come home, and they don't know you. They are just not on the same wavelength as you. They don't understand the things that you understand. They don't have the history. And so now you're letting them lie to them. It's not just that they're not teaching
well,
them what's true.
Well, people are fighting back. I mean, I think this... this anti-critical race theory bill that just passed, it's going to be an uphill battle in the House of Representatives, of course. And behind that, you know, Biden is probably going to veto it anyway. But it's all part
point.
Of that Marxist takeover. And this thing in Oregon about, you know, not testing the students for math or literacy or grammar. It's like they're saying it's okay to be illiterate, math illiterate, to use poor language. If anybody says that you're doing it wrong, they're just being intolerant.
We be. How about some Ebonics? Well, I'm from the South, and you got arrested. I mean, you got a hand cut off, a foot cut off, if you were caught learning to read as a slave in the South. And
well,
so,
don't,
you
that's,
know,
that happened a long, long time ago. So,
well, no, it's
you
just
know,
the reason that you do that. Why do you do that? Because then the slave can't read the sign that says North. You know, because the slave, you cripple somebody. You handicap them. That's what they're doing to your children in these schools. So why are we paying half the tax dollars that go in your real estate
okay,
tax?
Lauren,
at
Lauren,
least half?
Lauren yeah. I hate to be the one to tell you this, but the escaped slaves... didn't need to be able to read to tell which direction was north because they understood the stars and constellations. What we call the Little Dipper, they called the drinking gourd, you know, and they would follow it north. And, my ancestors ran a station on the Underground Railroad, so I know a lot about what that was all about.
Well, yeah, but you know what I'm saying. I'm making the point that if you can cripple somebody and keep them from reading, you've got a slave for life. They can't function. Half this population in this country is functionally illiterate. I mean, look at our test scores. You got 24 Asian countries and European people. 24 countries can read English better than Americans. Now, you know,
well, that's why companies are bringing in all these H-1B visa workers. Is not only will they work cheap, they're better educated than what's coming out of the American school system. Anyway, Lauren, I'm going to let you go.
With your tax dollars. With your tax dollars. So quit giving them money. Quit doing what they say and quit giving them access to your children.
Lauren, okay, we're going to let you go. Thank you for the phone call, but I let you go on long enough here. All righty, the phone lines are now all open, 512-248-8252, and getting on back to the news. Over at Twitter, they have suspended even more writers for the crime of noting that transgender Olympic weightlifter Laurel Hubbard is biologically male. Oh, horror of horrors, you can't say that. You're being intolerant. You're being anti-trans. No, we're being realistic here. He didn't do very well in the Olympics, and I can understand why he wants to fade into wants to fade into obscurity now. It really is a ridiculous agenda here. All right, we're going to go back to the phones to Miles in Maine. Hello, Miles. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, aloha, Michael. Yeah, you know, I was watching the Lindell Symposium. I don't know if mm-hmm. you got a chance to.
Oh, yeah, I've got it running on the TV here in the office.
Oh, my God. It has been phenomenal, in my opinion. And I couldn't help but think of you when I don't know if you saw the D.C. law professor and the variety of other people that have given so much and lost their jobs, lost their status.
Yeah.
I mean, it made me think of you, honestly, with your, you know, telling about the Vince Foster, unfortunately.
Yes.
Well, fortunately for us, but unfortunately for your career, I guess you'd
say.
Yeah,
that was
fun. I think you got a great career wherever you're at because everybody likes you and you do a great show. But I saw that and I was, for the first time, I was really enheartened to see these people who had fallen under these circumstances. And I said, yeah, you know, but this type of situation happened, but we're not going to give up. And I think everybody needs to see that. And, you know, honestly, I would like to see RBN interview or have a cutaway to some of this stuff because it is just that good. I mean, I can't say enough about this Mike Lindell, no matter what anybody says. This gentleman took his own money,
mm-hmm.
and he put this production on. And, I mean, these are every one of these people are first-rate, tremendous people. I don't know how you avoided them, Michael, because it would have been great to have you up there telling your story, you know, with what went on and how they tormented you and Lady Claire.
Well, you know, that would be sort of taking the focus off the issue of the election fraud, and I don't have any direct evidence of the election fraud myself, just my analysis of what's available out there, and so I'm not sure I would have been able to contribute that much to it. You know, I would love to get Mike Lindell on my show, but so far they've said he's too busy, which I can certainly understand.
Yeah, well, anybody they can get at any time, I think it'd be tremendous because this was a first-rate, first-class, in my opinion, a first-rate, first-class, classic, epic production. I mean, I've never been so enthused about seeing the way somebody put this together with the quality and the approach of these people, the way they just...
They had some issues, you know, with their sound system and, you know, people's microphones not working. And the other problem I have with Lindell is that he did allow himself to be infiltrated. And even Alex Jones was saying that he was being fed bogus information, which is where all of this China did it crud seems to be coming from. And I'm not saying that it's beyond the realm of possibility China you know, wanted to work to get Biden into the White House since they have him by the short and curlies here, but not to the exclusion of all those people in those election centers who were plugging these machines into the internet, running the ballots through the counter three times and things like that. That wasn't China.
Yeah.
That was American citizens who wanted to subvert our republic.
Well, I just think they were saying that China had a connection to the integrating material or whatever. But let me ask you this. Who hasn't been sent bogus information? I mean, President Trump has.
He Ron got fed Paul a lot has. Of bogus information. I got fed a lot of bogus information, you know.
Yeah, Ron Paul has, and that's their game. They're going to give us people bogus information. And Alex Jones himself has had more bogus information. I mean, I still remember how mad the late Bill Cooper was over Jones, and he said, whatever you people do, keep an eye on Jones.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I've always done. And you know what? Jones has been a double-edged sword, and I think John Stadtmiller even resorted to mentioning that. You know, Jones has been 50% on our side, and 50% he gives us bogus information, so... I don't see anyone exempt from that.
Well, the reason Alex Jones and I don't send Christmas cards to each other anymore was that whenever I had a comment about the actions of the government of Israel, he would come on back and he'd have an Israeli apologist about, you know, why I was just being an anti-Semite and a Jew hater. Anyway, Miles, I hate to do this to you. We got to take a break for commercials.
One thing, though. You
all right, stay on the line. Stay on the line. I'll come back to you for one more thing.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
Back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones to Cody in Illinois. Hello, Cody. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah.
Cody, hello, are you there?
Yeah, Michael.
Yes. Oh, wait. That's right. I was going to go back to Miles. I'm sorry. Cody, just wait for a minute here. Miles, you said you had one more thing to do.
Yeah, you got a guy on this network, too, who has about the cognitive ability of Joe Biden named James Kelso. And if you say,
well, we don't want to badmouth anybody who's working here on Republic Broadcasting,
But it's the truth, Michael. If you say anything about Israel, the guy berates you and attacks you. So I feel somebody's calling me or somebody else names, they deserve at least the same. And he does this consistently about anybody who might have any objection to anything going on. And then this guy himself worked for David Duke. I mean, mm-hmm. Who's with this guy? Who's calling the kettle black here? But anyway, Michael, your show is always great, and I thank you for it. Have a great day.
All right, thanks a lot. And now we're going to go to Cody in Illinois. Hello, Cody. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good afternoon, Michael. I got a little distracted, so I didn't hear Lauren. I always like to hear her, but I don't know if she brought up. Apparently, she's in Ohio, I believe, and there was a guy on InfoWars yesterday, 2 hours, 49 and a half minutes, talking about a girl that had been vaccinated at 12 years old without per her parents' consent, or I guess even her consent to that, for that matter. I hadn't been had time to listen to InfoWars today. I don't know if any Alex talked about even going out there to find out what's going on that. I was curious if anybody has any information. You know, that's pretty well hanging time, I think, when they start doing that. Need to get some Nuremberg trials going here or something. I don't know.
Well, yeah, I mean, all this coercive pressure to get the vaccine, you know, this is an experimental gene therapy treatment, and under the Nuremberg principles and U.S. law, you know, you can't be given experimental treatments without your informed consent. And, you know, threatening to take away your right to get on airplanes and travel isn't informing you. It is dictating to you.
Yeah, it's all coercion, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, let's see. Deanna Spingola's had Roger Sales on the last several months before she retired. And he talks a lot about, well, they have the right to do that to you if you're a U.S. citizen under the 14th Amendment, because they, you know, you're in the feudal system. They don't want you to, you know, to figure that out. But, you know, if you go look at the way the laws are, there's a lot of court cases that we can look at. I'm looking at like a Jones v. Temer right now. It's 89 Super 1226 Supreme Court case. The Privileges and Immunities Clause of the 14th Amendment protects very few rights because it neither incorporates the Bill of Rights. Now listen to what I said. It neither incorporates the Bill of Rights nor protects all rights of an individual citizen. Instead, the provision protects only those rights peculiar to being a citizen of the federal government. It does not protect those rights which relate to state citizenship. And I've got a whole list of all these
I'm looking at the 14th Amendment right now, and that's not the way I read it here. I mean, you know, let me look at these other sections here. But that's not I think you've got
a... born, and if you're born in the feudal system, you're automatically the same condition as your parents. And that's not what they're telling you. They don't give you the choice, but that choice does exist, you know, in the law.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll send you some information on it, and you can kind of read through. You're a smart guy. You could probably help us, you know, decipher all of it. But, you know, that's one of the justifications that I think sometimes they use. If you go, you know, you look at the start of a lot of these laws, there's different jurats to them. And anyway, it gets kind of complicated. But, you know, here's a simpler way to explain it is, you really think that they were going to make black people equal to white people when they brought in the 14th Amendment? Do you really think that? You know,
well, that
they made
certainly seems to have been the intent. I mean, there's there are no qualifiers in the 14th Amendment regarding specific races or minorities.
Yeah. Well, there's, if you go like these slaughterhouse, there's some of these different cases, and they'll talk. Like, if you got time, I'll look. There's different court cases like U.S. v. Anthony. The term resident and citizen of the United States is distinguished from a citizen of one of the several states. So before the Civil War, you were a, you know, citizen of the several states, or of the state, really, which you resided in.
Yes.
One may be a citizen of a state and yet not a citizen of the United States. McDonald v. the state... 90. I'll send this whole sheet to you.
Yeah, that sounds kind of a, you know, a contradiction there, because if you're living in a state that is inside the United States, if you're a citizen of one, it seems logical to assume that you're a citizen of the whole as well. Anyway, Cody, we're coming up here on another commercial break, and so I'm going to have to let you go. Thank you very much for the phone call. And over in Atlanta, a public school told this Catholic couple that if they wanted to avoid LGBTQ issues in kindergarten, that they should remove their child from the district. Okay, we got to take another break from commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas, yeah, I want
to
be.
Welcome back to our show here, and before we go back to the phones, Lauren has her own show here at RBN on Saturdays at 3 p.m. Central Time, and her guest this Saturday will be Kelby Smith to basically help people file paperwork for American National versus U.S. citizen passport. So she wanted me to pass that on to you. We're going to go back to the phones now to Henry in Connecticut. Hello, Henry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Hello. Henry, are you there?
Yes, can you hear me?
Just barely, but yeah, try that again.
Oh, I don't know what's going on. Can you hear me now?
Okay, well, I can hear you now.
Okay, yeah, well, saying with the one mentioning Kelso, I didn't know that the talk show host works for David Duke. I don't know if that's true or not, but we should really secede from Israel anyway, because it's not legal for or constitutional for this country to have a PAC where we're funding and paying another so-called nation or
well, I don't know about legal.
Or
it's definitely immoral. And, you know, George Washington, in his farewell address, warned against foreign entanglements. You know, if if victims of gun crime are going to be allowed to sue the providers of those weapons, then the Palestinians have a right to sue the United States for arming Israel.
Yeah, and funding it, yeah. No, but it is illegal. We're not supposed to actually pay and fund. That's like you're paying tribute to a nation, so-called nation. I mean, it's a nation within a nation. It's like a little bastard state. It's like in the middle, that we're paying for, which was originally funded by Rothschild. So, I mean,
yes.
Why are we picking up the tab? I won't get into that. But anyway, you mentioned
My thought is, the Allies in World War II stopped Germany from completing whatever it was that he was planning on doing to the Jewish population. Some say it was extermination. Others are saying he was going to send them to Madagascar. But you'd think out of gratitude, Israel would be sending us money instead of the other way around.
Well, first of all, number one, he didn't have 6 million Jews to kill, first of all. Number two, there was a couple of million that ended up right in Palestine overnight. What you did have go on is this, and the gas chamber thing is also a hoax. What you had going on is this. You had the Torah Jews, that maybe some of those were killed favored by the Talmudic Zionist Jews.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually saw films of people, of interviews of people that were in Auschwitz and Treblinka, and he wasn't killed or even actually kept alive. And some of the orchestras, and I heard you mention that too, and swimming pools. It doesn't mean it was a party. It was a containment. And then there was another guy who was a Auschwitz survivor where he said he was going to die. I think it was disease or starvation, which is just bad. But he said that Elie Wiesel is a fraud.
Yeah, I saw
and
that
he's
too.
A liar and a fraud, and it's in this mm-hmm. book by this in this film in this movie called 6 Million Lies. It's still on mm-hmm. BitChute. They took it off of YouTube last
Imagine
year in November.
My shock.
Yeah, right. But I caught it because I downloaded it from BitChute with a special browser, an Irish browser. The whole thing, because there's three of them out there. The thing is, the one that has the whole thing at the end of it shows where Hitler ran to in Argentina. And there's three others putting that same film, but they cut that part out. All right, but anyway, getting to the thing Oregon, you want to know why they don't have the tests and stuff in Oregon and all that. Here's what that's really about. What they want to do is they want to dumb down or make it very as difficult as they can to have a good, thorough education for the white students in Oregon, and maybe the black ones there too, so that they could use an excuse to replace them all with better, with certain jobs or even higher-end jobs with all this third-world crap they want to bring in the country from India and China and everything else and have them step and walk all over us, like that attitude is in New York in general. And so that's what I think this whole thing is, because what it will be like, it's not going to work, though, and it's not going to go that way they want it. But what they would like to do is the ones who support borders of America or nationalism, or even if they're not extremely nationalist, they're just white, blonde, brunette, whatever, and maybe some black ones, too, possibly. I don't know for sure. They want to have all this third world shit walk all over them, because they'll just work and work and work and work and work for less, and also things never get done right. You see that with the computer programming stuff with that.
Yeah,
and,
everything, state of the art has definitely deteriorated.
Yeah, I noticed, not just that, it's not just that only. I notice when I'm calling now, except for some companies, it used to be used to talk to a white girl somewhere, a blonde, nice blonde, a brunette, maybe 17, 20, whatever, or maybe a black girl or a black guy. Now, I'm always getting these solicitations, these calls, even from so-called something dealing with Social Security, and yet even I sound older, I'm too young to be even collecting that, way younger to be collecting that, or Medicare. I got a Medicare call today. I told him, I said, no, I'm under the age. But they always sound like they're from India or from mm-hmm. Philippines. and it's always Philippines, India, Mexico, Colombia.
Okay, well, I think, pardon me for interrupting, I think you're misunderstanding the reason so many of these call centers have Indian and Pakistani and Philippine employees is they're actually located in India and the Philippines. The workers are paid a lot less than they would be here in the United States. And by being in these foreign countries, they're able to evade a lot of the legal limitations on telemarketing that we have here inside the United States of America.
Oh, yes, that's also true. You're right about that. I thought about that. I read about that, too. No, you're right about that. No, but some of them were, because I asked them. I said, where am I calling to? And I kept asking, I tried to get out. And he said, no, I'm calling from Texas. And I said, oh. And one time I called, one of them said, calling from California. And I said, oh, yeah, I believe that. I do with that. Mm-hmm. California, yeah, I do. But, no, a lot of them are like what you're saying. But there are some. Now, I can see a company doing that like Amazon, and I'll tell you why. With Amazon, I get both. You can get a white girl, and you can get a Filipino, because what happens is they need – that's a multi-billion-dollar company. They have customer service calls because something may not work right or whatever. So they need 24/7 in terms of customer service. Okay, so in that case, what I will say with Amazon, and this is true about them, they have a call center up in upstate New York, North Dakota, a couple of places. One time I got Ireland, and one time I got South Africa, in a white area, South Africa, in Johannesburg.
Okay.
And then you'll usually get the Philippines. So what I think with them is, if as long as they have something in the United States, too, and they may have something in the Philippines because they're looking for that 24-hour thing with the Philippines.
Henry,
we're 12
Henry,
hours behind
Henry?
Our time.
Henry, I need you to come to a point here because
I'm going to end it right now.
To tell us.
Yeah, I'm going to end it right now. So that's the thing. They need a 24-hour thing for their customer service. The Philippines is a 10-hour difference. But when you have it where it's just exclusively that, but as far as the education in this country, I know that's what it is because they can get these people that come from who work very cheap coming into the country.
Yeah.
That from any non-European, non-white country who is, let's say, better educated than average middle-class white American or even black American. So that's the idea. So then they could use the excuse also not to hire them with good wages or anything else.
Henry.
And we just become
conclusion.
A dump.
Conclusion. Please
right,
come to a
go.
Conclusion because I still don't know what
I'm
it
true.
Is you're trying
no,
to say.
No, that's true. That's it. That's it.
Okay.
I'm through.
Right.
And
well,
hello to Tom out there in Florida. Okay, I'll go. It's a great
all right,
show.
Thanks I'll an listen. Awful lot. And we're going to switch over to Mark in North Carolina. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, how you doing, Mike?
I'm doing fine.
I was listening to Mike Lindell earlier.
Yeah.
Evidently, he's been threatened, and he said he was actually attacked by his motel room.
Yeah,
like
last night.
Okay. Problem there is this. You're going to take on the enemy. That's a very evil enemy. Democratic Party today, not good anymore. It is an evil party.
Well, I think they both are, to be very honest.
Yeah, they basically are, but the Republicans got a few decent people, and the Democrats have only one. I don't even know if you still... in the Democratic Party and not as healthy Gabbard. What he's got to understand, on top of that, you're dealing with a deep state, which is now pretty much tied to the Democratic Party. People like Lindell have to understand this. If you're going to take on this enemy, you better be prepared. And one of the things you better be prepared for is to have security. Damn good security, too. Okay? I'm not talking about a couple of fat out of shape, retired cops. I'm talking about ex-special forces, the best of the best, right? These are the types of people you need for your security, all right? Capable of doing a lot of harm to any attackers, any potential attackers, within seconds. You also have to, you cannot let the enemy know what you're thinking, what you're doing. You've got to get to the point. He's BSing around too much rather than getting to the point of showing what's on those computers. Now, they may have hacked.
I agree. I had that criticism of Lindell starting 2 days ago.
Yeah. He's got to stop the BS. He's got to get right to the point. The point is, in not being naive, that's Donald Trump's problem, naivety, thinking that, okay, now you guys are working for me, so you're going to be loyal. No, it doesn't work like that. You're not building a casino or a resort community. You're dealing with some of the worst scum imaginable, which is part of the U.S. government today.
Okay.
And that's the problem, Mike. It's got to, you know, hopefully he's still got what he needs on those computers. I don't know. I don't know if you've been watching it or not. I've been trying to find out, but I can't find out very much right now.
There are a lot of people who are watching the whole presentation, and they are doing us all a service by basically distilling down the presentations and saying this is what they actually said. You know, symposiums do drag on, and there's a lot of material presented. And if you're used to the symposium experience, you're comfortable with it. But for most media consumers, it definitely goes on too long. But we are starting to see these distillation articles show up. We referenced a couple of them earlier in the program.
Okay. But another thing, too, is this, you know, coming on and Jesus will save us. Jesus is going to be with us. Look, I believe in God. I'm not sure if Jesus Christ was, you know, the Son of God, or whether he was a prophet or just a very great man. I'm not sure of that. You know, I'm not going to...
He was a revolutionary.
Yeah, he certainly was, at the very least. But the fact of the matter is, as far as God goes, I believe God helps those that help themselves. To just think you're going to sit there and pray to God and everything's going to be fine, no, that's not going to happen. You know, you were talking before about the Jews and the Holocaust and all that.
Yeah.
From what I understand, a lot of them thought that they all they had to do was wait for the Messiah, the Messiah, and he was going to rescue them. Okay? Well, you saw how that worked out. You've got to defend yourselves, folks. You've got to be prepared. This is an evil and vicious enemy. Okay? Be ready. When you take this enemy on, be ready. All right? That's all I have to say, Mike. Anyway, I don't know if you agree with me or not, but I really believe that's a good message. Be ready for what they may try, because these are not nice people. All right?
All right.
All right, thanks.
Thank you for the phone call. Thank you for the phone call. I'm going to switch over to Joe in Nome. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I was going off about my avoidance of vaccines, and sure enough, it came back to bite me over the weekend. I came down with a massive case of shingles.
That is not good. That is definitely not good.
I used up all my data last weekend researching shingles, and apparently it's not as bad as what I was reading, but it definitely taken me out. You know, headaches and stomach aches, and but it's not like itching and all kinds of stuff like that. But yeah, I definitely.
Well, that sounds like a minor case. I mean, getting up to the Battle of Midway, Admiral Halsey was hit with shingles and had to go to the hospital.
Well, my landlord, he was the one that told me that's what it was. I didn't have the faintest idea when that rash showed up. But that was just the first indication. Yeah, it was blistering and stuff. But he advised me to go back down to the hospital, and they got a shot for shingles.
Well, they have a vaccine for shingles. I don't know that they have an actual treatment for it. I mean, usually it's palliative care, you know, creams and ointments and things like that. I mean, I'm not an expert, but I don't think there's actually a cure for shingles. You know, let me see what I can find here.
Well, that's okay. I got another question for you. Have you heard up here in Alaska, we got what's called the Alaska General Assembly, and apparently it's a movement nationwide. Other states are starting their own general assemblies. I haven't heard anybody on your show talking about that. And I kind of thought, you know, maybe Ralph Winterrood, being that he lives here in Alaska, would be talking about that also. But my sister's, like, totally infatuated with it. Anyway, that's all. If you don't know anything about it, are
no,
you still there?
I don't. I'll make a point of looking into it, but thank you for the phone call. We're going to skip this last break here and try and get the rest of the phone calls in here. So let's go to Ken in New York. Hello, Ken. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thank you, Mike. Did you cover the story about the judge in Ohio that was ordering a black youth, it appears to be? They had a picture of him. I've seen it in several places. And he gave him a choice for his probation. He says, if you don't take the vaccine, you're going to spend 18 months.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that case.
That is absolutely... That is... This judge... his excuse was that judges deal with health issues all the time. Mostly what they deal with is they tell you to go out and get evidence against yourself by having a mental evaluation. That's their favorite thing, which some people do fight. Should never... Where do they get this business about ordering? You know, they're supposed to make judgment, not orders. That's how screwed up... And in other words... Looking to see what kind of a judge. I said, what is this guy, like a superior court judge or something? No, it turns out he's a common pleas and a county judge, so that's probably a step or two above a justice of the peace or a traffic court judge. This is civil, and he's ordering him. Of course, the kid says, no, I ain't going to take no vaccine.
Okay. All right, well, listen, thank you very much for the phone.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, we're going to switch over to Bruce in Texas. Hello, Bruce. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Bruce, are you there? We lost Bruce. Let's go to Andy in Texas. Hello, Andy. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, okay, well, real quick on what Ken was saying. So the gentleman says no to the vaccine in front of the judge. I'll take the 18 months. But then he gets in the jail, and then the jail requires that everybody has to be vaccinated. Surely, like all the prisoners and all that stuff. I mean, now you're under their control, they can make you do it. But having said that, what's happening to us right now is really invigorating. And you know, I listen to a lot of talk radio. I mean, that's my entire day, every day. And I'm not hearing, you know... I mean, I bet if I was listening to French radio or German radio or British radio or Irish radio, we'd be hearing all kinds of stuff talking about how angry the people are. I'm hearing stuff on the radio nowadays of just everyday simple problems, you know. And here in America, we don't care that there's 500 kids or people being held in the gulag in Washington, D.C. Nobody seems to be too pissed off about that. We've done ourselves a disservice in this country right now because nobody's pissed off. And there should be a lot of ticked off people right now. And the thing is that they've got us appeased with that unemployment benefit being extended, that $3 trillion coming out with a stimulus. Well, guess what, people? You want to keep getting that $300, you got to get the jab. You want to get your stimulus check for the next month, you got to get the jab. I'm betting that's coming out. So I can't wait to see America get pissed off. I am so waiting for it, and I'll let you go with that because you got other callers. Have a good one.
Now, actually, you were the last one here because we lost one of our callers I thought was in the queue. And, you know, we had that story the other day where somebody was saying that they might hold up Social Security checks for people who don't get the vaccination. I mean, it really is very, very coercive. And it's amazing how hard they're pushing a vaccine that nobody really wants to treat a disease that is so mild you have to get tested to know that you've got it. And it's the sign of an inept and incompetent government just how badly they've managed this. Okay, getting on back to news, political correctness. There's a new chapter in the franchise of the Suicide Squad, and it is being seriously criticized. Russia Today was out there calling it a grotesque, grisly, jingoistic, state-sponsored horror show propagandizing U.S. foreign policy in Latin America. And the good news is the film is a box office dud. Nobody is really going to see it. And again, at some point, the entertainment industry is going to have to realize we go to entertainment to be entertained, not lectured at or propagandized. And that, you know, we're tired of our favorite movies like Gold, Ghostbusters being remade with an all-female cast. And no, that's not going to drag people into the theaters. It definitely isn't. Story coming out of Investment Watch blog. There is this TV show. It's a woke TV show, and it's based on the premise of a world without men. And certainly will not be watching that one here. So we talked about Oregon already. And another story coming on out of Russia Today talking about how the oppressed become oppressors. It is a pattern we see repeated throughout history where a population that is oppressed, rather than seeking parity and equality and stability, they will go the other way. And they're basically saying the U.S. march to racial and social equality has turned into little more than revenge by the black population on the white. Okay, real quick, Sherry in Kansas, what's on your mind today?
Mike, for I think his name was Joe, that's got the shingles. Dr. Jonathan Wright is a nutritional MD, and in one of his books, The Patient's Book of Natural Healing, he talks about what you can do for shingles. And this is like a 20-year-old book. If the patient wants, if the guy wants to go to search Dr. Wright, it's John, J-O-N-V, Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, Tahoma Clinic, I think, is, if he's still practicing, he's been in this a long time, but I'm not going to tell what he says over the air, but he should look that up. But there's information out there. Let's, you know, the, oh, there was, let's see. Oh, I can't think of the name of the website.
Yeah,
now.
we're kind of pretty much at the end of the show here right now.
Yeah.
And
there's stuff you can do. It involves B vitamins.
Yeah, okay. Sherry, I got to let you go. There's the music.
Okay.
The show is over. Stay tuned for John Stedmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of wonderful things to share with you. Please spread the word of Republic Broadcasting. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please donate. It is extremely urgent at this time. We'll be back tomorrow, Friday. So aloha, America.
Going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Ease-Off.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.